Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ron, we don't talk about golf a lot, but as I mentioned before the update, this story right here, I'm just flummoxed again. Can I use that word twice in the same
You've
show?
You've used it twice already.
Three times, can I use it?
Three times hat, a lady.
Hat trick? You want to throw your hat over
Three
here?
Three times a lady, right? Once. Twice.
Okay.
Three times a lady. Who's that? Lionel Richie.
Yes. Remember Lionel Little Train James from Auburn, Ron?
I do.
Running
not.
Back, played for the Chargers?
I do not.
No?
No.
Or the Saints, something. Matt Kuchar, okay? He reputation as one of the nice guys on the Pro Tour, made almost $50 million in November. This was actually in November, Ron. But the story is just breaking now. He won the Mayakoba Classic in Mexico. His caddy was not available, his regular caddy.
Right.
So he picked up a local caddy.
David Ortiz.
David Ortiz.
Not Big Poppy.
Not Big Poppy, no. And so to make a long story longer, he wins the tournament.
$1.3 million.
And normally a guy would get something like 10% would be what? $129,000, something like that.
$130,000, yeah.
Instead, he had promised this guy, he claims he gave him a framework. If I don't make the cut, you get whatever, $1,000, blah, blah, blah. If I win, you get $3,000 or $4,000. No, if I win, you get $4,000. Well, he gave him $5,000. And Kuchar thinks it was, you know, an act of generosity. And this story just broke. It was another tour pro who hinted at it, and now it's become confirmed by Kuchar that he stiffed this guy at $5,000, Ron, which is what, 1%? 0.38%. It's 0.38% of the winner's check, and he's defending it. Listen to what Kuchar says about this. He says, making $5,000 is a good week. He's doubled down on this, and then he says, the extra $1,000 was a thank you. It was a great week. Those were the terms. He was in agreement with those terms. That's where I struggle. I don't know what happened. Someone must have said, you need much more. I'm not going to lose sleep on this. What's going on here, Ron?
The way you explained it, Joe, I've changed my opinion on this. I think what he did was fair. If the guy agreed to this deal beforehand, I'll pay you $4,000 if I win. I don't know who would agree to that.
Why? I mean, the guy is a local caddy, Ron.
But
he pulled him off
care.
The course.
They agree.
What's he going to do? Say, no, I'm not going to do it. This is his big chance to caddy for a PGA Tour Pro.
And they said that he offered him afterward, again, $15,000 more, and the guy turned it down after all this publicity. So apparently he offered him $20,000.
Wait, you just saw he offered him $15,000 more?
Kuchar has confirmed that he paid Ortiz $5,000 and that he subsequently offered an additional $15,000
after the story broke,
which Ortiz refused after the story became
okay.
Public.
Well, what was
and still that's a bargain for a guy who wins the tournament if it's supposed to be 10%. But if you're doing a deal beforehand,
what is Ortiz's bargaining position there, Ron?
I guess.
His one chance in life, probably to caddy
for
a guy.
I don't know. You might be underselling David Ortiz. Maybe they call him Poppy in Mexico. I don't know.
I think this guy Kuchar is a jerk, is what I think. I wonder what ow.
What'd you do?
These glasses just pinched my finger. All right.
You're really struggling this week.
You're play hurt, Ron.
Stuff.
I'll play hurt.
You just are struggling.
This guy's a jerk, Ron. That's the bottom line. But let's hear from golfing people. 412-928-9370. I'm assuming these are golfing people. Don, go ahead, man.
Hey, good afternoon.
What's up?
So part of the thing here is that percentage that you're talking about, that's been around a really long time. And I think the dynamics of that have changed a lot with the advent of all the money that's come in with the Tiger Woods effect. If you were to look around the tour at the arrangements between a lot of players and their caddies, a lot of them pay like a static amount every year and then like a bonus structure. I mean, I you know, the old sort of straight commission kind of thing of 10%, I don't think is really that prevalent. You know, to the point you made about where they agreed to it beforehand, you know, if the guy agreed to it, you're kind of rolling the dice that the guy's not going to win, and he ended up doing it anyway. But
the thing that makes this a little different was this isn't his regular caddy. This was like a fill-in for the week. You know, maybe he would have paid 10% or what the set fee was for his regular caddy. This was a fill-in. Does that change anything for you?
Yes, it does, because, there is, you know, a bona fide relationship with their normal guy. They know the distances. They hit all their clubs.
He stiffed this guy. He picked up a local caddy. Sounds like he roped him into a deal beforehand, which was unbelievably cheap, and then he won the tournament, and he stiffed him. And by the way, I'm reading a story right now that says some players cover caddy expenses, some not. Some pay out 8% of any prize money and 10% if they win the whole thing. Some will go with a variation of 5, 7, 10 framework, whatever it is. And it's not this. It's not this. Ron, have you changed your mind at all?
You're going with your original story? They made a deal beforehand, and he offered him to pay him $15,000 more.
Only because the story broke.
Well, so what?
To
it's
save
still
his
15,
own reputation, it's still 15, and that's still a ripoff.
It's still $15,000 extra in the guy's pocket.
But it's still a horrible deal for him.
Well, he agreed to it.
Well, so you're not buying at all that this guy was not exactly in prime bargaining position?
I get your point. I'm just saying I'm not quite as outraged as you are over this.
I am. I really am. Jason, driving around, what's up?
Hey, it's a total JV move by this guy, Kuchar. I mean, he's supposed to be a professional. He's got tons of money, and he picks up this kid who, your caddy is your 15th club. You know, he's out there reading the greens. He's a local guy, so he knows the course probably better than any of the professional caddies. And he gives him, what, a couple grand? He won millions of dollars, and it's not his first go-round. He's a professional, and he should know better.
Well, I don't know that the guy's a kid. There's no indication of what his age are. I'm reading Kuchar's quotes now, so I certainly don't lose sleep over this. This is something I'm quite happy with. I was really happy for him to have a great week and make a good sum of money. Making $5,000 is a great week. Not as good as making $1.3 million.
Or 46 in your career, but, yeah, I guess for 5,000 is a good week. And then, by the way, when the story first broke, Kuchar tried to snuff it out, saying it's not a story. This is not a story.
Well, anybody that's being portrayed negatively wants to say it's not a story, right?
Why are you sticking up for this jerk, Ron?
Because they made a deal.
Joe and Cranberry, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm a big fan of the PGA. I follow it closely, and I really like Matt Kuchar. And this story kind of shocked me when I first heard it. But I'm kind of inclined to side with Ron here. I think, you know, the fact that this was just a temporary caddy just for that tournament is huge in this thing. And there's no, I mean, you know, these regular caddies, I think Kuchar probably kind of feels bad that his regular caddy couldn't be with him that week. So he could have paid him, you know, what he maybe normally would have paid him, $100,000 or something. And he didn't want to give this guy like $50,000 or something and have his regular caddy say, geez, the last 6 weeks I've been out here with you, you haven't won anything. And now you get this guy and you win the
No, time. What? His normal caddy told him way before the tournament he had another obligation. So that guy's crap out of luck.
Well, exactly. But these regular caddies, these guys, they work hard. I guarantee you his regular caddy would know that course better than this local caddy.
How do you know?
Because these guys, that's their job. These guys make a lot of money, but they work hard for it. I mean,
This guy didn't work? Ron,
my guess is that this guy was probably maybe 20% as helpful to Kuchar as his regular caddy would have been.
But he won the tournament. So, I don't know, Ron, can we surmise that any time a guy wins a tournament that the caddy is helpful, or is that going too far?
You know what? I wasn't there. I don't know if the guy was reading greens for him. I mean, I'm assuming he had to be of some help. Maybe not like he didn't have the relationship that he did with his normal caddy, but I'm sure he had to have some help, right?
People want to weigh in on this. 412-928-9370. What do we make of this? Matt Kuchar agrees to a deal before the tournament. That's true. The guy did agree to a deal and then pays
and then
him.
Offered him more after the story broke.
To make it seem like he's not the jerk that he is.
But Wrong. The guy turned it down. Why would you turn it down if you were the guy?
Well, at this point, out of principle.
Oh, out of principle. Principle doesn't pay my bills. Principle doesn't.
No.
Money pays
my
bills.
But I actually admire the fact that the guy said, screw you.
He's offering him, three, four times as much as he paid him originally, and he turned it down.
Good for him. He's got morals. He's got character.
And he also has bills to pay that he can't pay.
He might be able to. For all we know, he's a secret millionaire.
Then don't feel sorry for him for only getting $5,000.
It's not that I feel so sorry for him. It's that I feel disgusted with the other guy. Kuchar, they call him. And he's supposed to be a nice guy, right?
Are you disgusted?
A little bit, yeah.
Are you aggravated by this?
Yes, I am aggravated.
Good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.